Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. We're here live at WGN Radio, and we're talking to Gym Pass. I went to the gym this morning. I don't really feel very good since then. I don't think I barely made it through that gym, but I'm a huge fan of trying to make sure that you stay physically and mentally as kind of in it as you possibly can, and I think as an entrepreneur in particular. But I think I always joke about entrepreneurs living sort of this like unique lifestyle where we have to really focus on timing and making sure that we get everything kind of ready to go and physically we're in shape because it's long and grueling days. But the more I think about it, you know, the average person who has a normal 9-to-5 job, it's very easy to fall into sort of monotony and let yourself go in a lot of ways. And sometimes work is not going to be stimulating. It's just not going to be. And so finding a way to challenge yourself and push yourself physically might well be the only option you have. And so what better way? Chicago's got a bunch of really cool options in the gym space. And so one of them is particularly interesting, and that is Gym Pass. They've been in the news lately, and we've definitely seen them around. And so I thought I would bring in Sean Flynn, who's U.S. General Manager, Fabio Salim, Midwest General Manager, and learn not just about what Gym Pass is and how it works and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully I can squeeze some sort of promo out of these guys for you guys out there listening, but also figure out exactly why it's so important, not just how Gym Pass works as a company, but why it's so important that individuals like yourselves and myself, you know, do actually go to the gym and don't keep our heart rate at like 55 all day, because that's probably not ideal.
Wait a minute, wait a turn minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. Play it I hope though, you right. got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. We talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying.
So without further ado, I want to introduce Sean Flynn and Fabio Salim. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Fabio, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here as well.
Just want to make sure people know when I say their names and they hear your voice, they know exactly who's talking. So let's start off just first with Gym Pass as a theme. Where's Gym Pass based out of?
We're in New York as our headquarters, and also here in Chicago for the Midwest location.
Okay, so the reason I asked that is because Chicago has gotten, I mean, the gym, we do have a pretty, I think, competitive gym landscape. I think East Bank Club forever was sort of the standard, and then the suburbs became a hotbed for like big box, and you guys are disrupting that model, which is fantastic, and I'm looking forward to learning more about that. But a lot of people in Chicago actually adopted sort of the boutique, I don't know why I keep saying boutique gyms, which sort of cater to very niche audiences around the place, which makes it really cool, I think, for folks like you when you bring Gym Pass to the table, because our customers, your customers, our people are very used to alternative options when it comes to exercising. And then the other unique part about Chicago as it pertains to Gym Pass is sort of the marketplace pass type of business model, which is bar pass or whatever it might be, that we have an audience of people, particularly millennials, who are already accustomed to joining subscriptions and other things that enable them to maybe go work out when it's convenient to them, where it's convenient to them, how it's convenient to them. So I personally think, and I'm sure if you opened up a headquarter here, then you already know this, that you should find pretty good success in Chicago. So without further ado, I would love to have you walk us through what Gym Pass is and how it works, and then we'll kind of get into you guys and what Gym Pass people look like.
Sure. So Gym Pass is a platform that gives our customers access to a network of gyms. Right now, it's a little bit over 30,000 gyms that you can go into and do anything that you want to do. You want to do yoga one day, you want to do cycling one day, you want to go hit a large gym, do some weightlifting, CrossFit, you can do that. What differentiates us is we offer this as an employee benefit. So it's a B2B model. And I call it kind of like this triangle of virtue. It's a win-win-win where employers get to offer something that's a really cool benefit. Yep. Good for talent acquisition, good for talent retention. And there's a lot of studies that show up to 30% healthcare savings for the employer. If you're an employee, now you've got the subsidized membership. You're going to pay less than you probably would going to that gym otherwise, but it gives you a choice, just like you were saying. And the gyms, this is really kind of the key to the model. The gyms get 80% of the people coming through the door are new. It's getting people active that maybe weren't active before coming in through this model.
And the other part that sort of comes off of what you just said last about the gyms getting new people, this is, man, what are we at? This is 2018. Let's do some simple math here. 4 years ago now, I had an innovation consulting firm, and I was working with one of the local gyms by me, big box place known as Health Track Sports Wellness. And I think they now have a couple, they might have a couple gyms, but essentially the same old big box, big tennis court, big gym, and then upstairs. And what we talked about there was that when my generation of people, so we all as kids, I mean, I grew up there, so we all would go there and work out. We would do training with Greg and a couple other trainers, and they were, there was a football guy, and there was a wrestling guy, and there was a baseball guy trainer. And when we went to high school, then went to college and left, there wasn't another, the next generation of kids just didn't do it the same. They went to wherever they went to, whatever they did. And what ended up happening is the gym culture got really crappy. And I came back after college, and I went back to, I went to grad school, and I came back home, and I went to the gym, and I was like, what the hell? Like, this place sucks. And he was like, and what happened was the parents, you know, just got older, which happens, and it slowed down. And you'd have that big rush of people in January, you know, 1st through 5th, and then it was over, and the place is empty. And that's the worst possible culture to have at a gym for people to feel like, I want to work out. You always want to run and chase the person next to you in the treadmill or whatever the case. And I think what I told them, and I hope that they are one of those 30,000 you're talking about, what I told them is it would be worth it for them to take a massive loss on what their normal monthly membership fee is to have new people coming in every day just to fill the place up. And I think that one thing that is addition to the trio that you mentioned is that it's actually good business, not just financially, but it's actually good business for the gyms themselves to make the parking lot look full, which will bring in people who are driving by who weren't, they're not Gym Pass members. Maybe they will be, but they're not. They're coming in and going, hey, I didn't even, you know, I didn't know people worked out here.
You know, Scott, I think it's a great point because it kind of goes back to getting people in that weren't already going. And, you know, we were talking to one of our customers. He was coming in and they said, you know, I got to get in shape to go to the gym.
Yeah, no, right? It's 100%
and,
true.
And that's not what we're about, right? Yeah. This isn't about like being an Instagram fitness model or something like that. It's about, you know, getting active. And what we believe is that pleasure beats pressure.
Yeah.
Our mission, right, is to help people find an activity they love. And if you do something that you love, you're going to be more likely to do it and sustain it and find things that you can do with your friends that you can do over time.
And to your point, and I actually do because I deal with this myself. With I work out an intense interval training. It's like 45 minutes. I throw up and I go home. And I do it like twice a week. And it doesn't look like it, believe it or not. But it used to work until I had an injury. And so now I'm kind of coming back into it. But the bottom point is like, I'm not back in shape yet. I feel disgusting before I even go into the place. Like I know I'm going to get my ass kicked and I just, I don't want to. And if I can get an excuse to not show up, you can guarantee I'm doing that. And I will say, not to knock on my group that I work out with at Strive Village. I love them. A lot of people in the tech industry work out there because of the intensity. The downside is there's no warm up. There's no place for, and I don't mean that they don't have a place to like walk on the treadmill, but there's no way to like get yourself feeling comfortable, like you don't have to work out before you work out. Mm-hmm. And what you guys offer that is particularly unique to this is that I can start with yoga. I don't have to go straight into interval training. I can go do yoga to learn to, you know, sweat a little bit, get my heart in shape a little, cardio a little bit better, my own core a little bit stronger, so that's just one little thing. And then maybe I go to a cycling class a couple times and lose some fat. And then go to the gym and start lifting. You don't have to be just a member of one place. Mm-hmm. And that to me is a huge value on the B2C side. And I think it's really interesting. And that's one of the reasons I think you guys are finding such success. And then the other part that I really want to talk to you guys about, and also Fabio with you on this, as the Midwest General Manager is, you know, the B2B thing. Mm-hmm. So I love the model. And I'd love to have you talk a little bit more about why you selected that model. I have my own personal kind of thoughts there. But as the Midwest General Manager, you've got to be recognizing, Fabio, that we've got a whole lot of companies here. And if you're entering the Chicago market, Chicago, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, yada, yada, if you're entering that market, there are Fortune 1,500, 250, 210 companies, more than anywhere else in the country. And so you've got to be just swimming in potential clients, I would think.
No, exactly. And this is such a good point, Scott. And if I think that the mission of Gym Pass is to defeat inactivity, we try to at least double the number of people who are active in the world.
It's a good mission.
Exactly. But if I think about the model, the B2B model, it's hard to imagine a player or an institution in the market that is better positioned to do that than corporations. If you think about, you know, like how much time people spend at their jobs, how much credibility the companies they have with their employees, and how there is a social context inside the companies. Using companies as a channel to defeat inactivity is amazing
in terms
of motivating people to do it, and motivating people to do that not in a performance-oriented way, but in a passion-oriented way. And obviously, for the companies, there are big benefits here. It's not a hard idea to sell, to say that if people exercise more, if people are more active, you know, healthcare costs are going to be better, people are going to be more motivated, more productive. So it's not a hard idea to sell. The key point here is that how do we create this platform that make it work for the companies and for the employees?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I mean, listen, the biggest challenge that I have found doing a lot of work with B2B is the buy-in. The worry is always, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Of course, if it works, we will reduce our overhead when it comes to insurance liabilities and such, and we'll have people working better and stronger, faster, they're, you know, better sleeping, better everything. But how do I get them to do it? And the one unique thing that you guys have that I think some of the other gyms in particular, if we were to stay focused on gym and athletics, cycling is an example. There's several that are very heavily, cycling companies that are very heavily involved in getting into the companies because they know we can get a cycling team in a company and they can ride races and get sponsors and all kinds of stuff. Is that if you pick one niche, half the people in the company don't do it, then you got nothing. And then the other part is, cycling or something like heavy lifting or whatever the case is, it's very hard to get people to do something when they don't work out to do it. And so I think what's interesting is that you guys have sort of a smorgasbord, for lack of a better term, of things you can do. And you're basically saying to people, like, so if I pretend you're the business guy and I'm you pitching to them, I'm going, here's all the benefits, right? This is great. And they're going, no, but, you know, we're paying money, so how's the result? And your turnaround is every single employee here has a choice to either continue to sit in their cubicle for the next 45 to an hour, or they can leave and go do whatever the hell they want, so long as it's one of these 50 things. What employee says, "Yeah, I'll stay at the cubicle"? Like, I mean, it's the most lazy employee, perhaps, but I mean, otherwise, you're right. I think it totally sells itself.
You know, our founder tells us this great story because he originally tried a B2C model as the way to set it up. And as he was building out the network of gyms, he had a head of HR for a large consulting firm call him and say, "Can I just sign up my whole company as this benefit?" And that was kind of the epiphany. And so you see, I mean, not just the healthcare cost savings, but, you know, absenteeism goes down. Yep. People that are Gym Pass members, they're twice as likely to stay with the company.
They start getting in routines, and then now you're talking about outside pressure that's not even corporate, making them want to not leave the company because of many other things. It's not just the benefits, but, like, I do this every Tuesday. So if I go to a new job, like, is it paying enough that I'm willing to change what I do? You know, it's a lot. General manager, U.S. general model. So, Sean, as you know, as the general manager, U.S. general manager, what is the process like with a model like this, which I would say by and large is B2C? The majority of people, not Gym Pass, but the majority of people who run a marketplace sort of model, it tends to be B2C because there's just, for investor purposes, it looks a lot more obvious. Like, there's a billion people out there that we can get to sign up for this. So the numbers would seem to be higher for that. But on the B2B model, there's much more stickiness. What's the process like for you selling something like this to businesses, and what, like, how does it work? How does it look?
Yeah, so we came into the U.S. in October, and the starting point was, you know, we have this international network of gyms. Let's make sure we have the network here in the U.S. And we've passed 4,000 gyms right now today.
I'm sure it didn't hurt that the U.S. is the fattest nation on the planet. So literally, it's like, well, why are we not here?
To your point earlier, employers are already putting money into trying to get people active.
Yeah.
Some of the things they're trying to do haven't been as effective. You set up, I've talked to companies that have a corporate gym, and they've been kind of disappointed in how effective they've been because people don't want to work out with their colleagues.
No, not in front of each other. That's a horrible idea.
Stuff, right? Or they really want to do it at night or on the weekends when they're not at work. They want to work out closer to home, doing something that they like. Or they're putting money into reimbursing somebody to go and be a gym member somewhere, but they have no idea if people are actually going to the gym.
Yeah.
Right? I heard one employer say, "Hey, you know, we've got our employees reporting height, weight, blood pressure, and so on." I'm like, I'm sure it's totally accurate information that's getting reported, right?
Sure.
But this is like a way to know that people are actually getting out and doing something they love.
They have somebody else wear the Apple Watch that's in shape, and then they just tell them that that's the, yeah, that's me. I'm a marathon runner. I was a triathlete before I sat here and ate these donuts. Yeah, I mean, here in Chicago, I mean, just to, not that you don't need to know this, I mean, you already do because you're here. Chicago, we have a plethora of healthy eating options. We have had a bunch of them on our show just in the last couple of weeks. And I love them all. I mean, one of them, Farmer's Fridge, is local at 7-Elevens everywhere. You can actually get like a really decent filling meal that's not garbage. Employers are trying so hard to get their employees healthy for selfish reasons and for cultural reasons. They're trying so hard that they're literally jamming kale down their face. Like they're spending so much money on bringing in healthy eating options, plate.com and all this other stuff. And when we had them on the show, these guys will tell us like flat out the refill, like we still have them as clients, but honestly, we don't see a lot of food being eaten. Like we deliver, but the amount of food is, the employees aren't eating it, which means that is absolutely wasted money. So if you could turn around and say to the, I mean, that's part of the case study, I think. If you can turn around and say, like, listen, how much, like, just ballpark, how much money do you spend on employee well-being? And they tell you, you're going to shit yourself because it's a lot. And then you're going to go, wow, we could get you on a subscription for this. And it goes up or down based on the number of employees who opt in. And they do use it because there's no way that of 100 people that, you know, X number don't do this and X do this and X do that. And it's just, I think it's really interesting. So can you guys talk at all about sort of the beginning of the company and where it was from and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so the company was founded about 6 years ago. And it came from this idea of this guy, Cesar, who used to be a management consultant and would find a hard time to work out.
Yep.
Because he was always traveling around. So you have a gym membership in a city, then you go to another city to do a project, it's hard to work out. So he created this company that would offer, you know, day passes that you could go to any gym of the network, to do a workout. That was the first business model of the company that very quickly turned into something that became a monthly membership instead of a day pass to go to any of the gyms of the network.
Very cool.
And as Sean mentioned, at some point, when a head of HR of a big consulting firm in Brazil came up with the idea, that asked, you know, GymPass, hey, can you do this as a corporate benefit? And then on the first day of the implementation of GymPass in that particular company, the number of users of GymPass was multiplied by 3. So, okay, this can really work.
Yeah.
We have a very, very unique channel of doing that through corporations. And since then, we expanded to 14 countries.
So you were based in Brazil to start? Was that where it came from?
It was founded in Brazil, yes.
That's so cool because we had just a couple weeks ago, I'm forgetting right now, the Tech Bridge, right? Tech Bridge. We had Tech Bridge on the show here, which works heavily, and I don't know if you guys might even know the guys from Tech Bridge. Greg, why am I blanking on his... Well, at any rate, he'd be pissed because we talk all the time. In fact, his email's at the top of my inbox right now, so I'm sorry, Greg. But at any rate, Tech Bridge has been working with Latin American countries for the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, longer than that, but for Greg, it's been even longer than that. Greg Stevens, that's correct. We had 3 companies from, one from Medellin come in here. We had a couple other ones. One was from Brazil, I want to say. And they're bringing a whole group of companies over here, I believe, in July from Latin America that are doing amazing. A couple of them have had some exits in the media space, as you guys probably well know, media there. So I really think it's exciting, and in particular on our side, very excited about the potential of Latin American tech and companies and entrepreneurship coming out of there because, one, coming to America, a lot of them have great valuations for American investors to put their money in and go a lot further than some of the crazy shit that you see here in Silicon Valley. But in general, it's very... very cool to see, and I'm very happy to see you guys have been able to grow this quickly. The one question I would have to ask before we head out of this is, what have you seen, both collectively or as a business, holistically, working in different cultures and different markets? Because the one thing you guys do that's very unique is that exercise, everyone's supposed to exercise, but how we treat exercise and how we treat corporate life separation is different. What has been what has it been like to go from Brazil to another country to you're in Europe now, correct?
Yes.
To Europe, to the US and so on. Like what is that like?
Yeah, Scott, I would say that there are many more similarities than differences.
Yeah.
In terms of if we really want to fight inactivity, it is a problem of our time.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Yep.
So, and the culture of fitness, the culture of benefits might be slightly different from country to country, but the problem is the same. You know, the issue of inactivity is the same. The lack of a good solution for that,
yeah,
especially for corporations and to engage employees, is the same. So by and large, our model, the way we build our model, is to be very flexible and very scalable so we can deploy that in different places. Obviously, there are particular differences that we need to take into account. For instance, one of the benefits that we can bring to the table is help companies to control and manage their healthcare costs. That is a bigger issue in the US than in some of the other countries where we're present.
Yeah.
So this ends up being a bigger pain point to some of our clients over here. But by and large, you know, the solution and the problems and the challenges that what we can bring to the table in terms of value for everybody involved is quite similar everywhere.
Very interesting. Well, as a complete stranger, I hope that you guys have equity in this company and that you do, in fact, hold on to it, because I really do. I'm not joking. This to me reeks of a WeWork for gym, because it's, you know, obviously very different because you're not buying the buildings and leasing them out, but essentially you have amount to be an unlimited inventory of space in gyms and you know, activity places all across the planet that you guys just sort of connect people with. Here's the building, go find it. So I hope you guys have stock options, and I would keep them because this is a really cool idea. Where do people go to sign up for GymPass?
You can go, obviously you want to refer to your employer. So we're going to offer it exclusively as a B2B.
Yep.
So let your HR department
know. Most of the people here are working for starting businesses. So the people listening are most of them are the people who would make the decision is to do this. So I know that you guys had said, or at least someone had said, first month free for all employees of companies that sign up for GymPass Fitness Discovery Platform. Where do they find that Discovery Platform?
Yeah, so you can go to gympass.com/US. You can refer your company there, and then yes, we're willing to, only because it's you, Scott,
you.
Do the first month free if people get up and running here.
Nice.
With GymPass in the Midwest.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Absolutely. You can catch this episode and more on technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or you can follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.